Continuing with the Ramban from yesterday on the beginning of Parshas Noach, the Ramban says that Noach is tzaddik means that he was innocent. And Tomim, he was entirely innocent. Good. Aval ba'avram she'omar vasos stoka u'mishpat shibeach oso b'tzaddik shehu ha'mishpat u'berachamim shehi ha'tzaddika. So what's the Ramban coming to explain that if tzaddik means innocent, so then l'chola tzaddik then means truthfully me'ika hadin, right? The same way innocence is something which reflects me'ika hadin, so then that's what tzaddik. If tzaddik is someone innocent, then tzaddik means shuvas hadin. But then, how do you distinguish that from mishpat by Avraham Avinu? So the man says, no, there it means something different. Aval v'avram she'omar lasos stoko mishpat shibeach oso b'tzaddik shehu ha'mishpat u'berachamim shehi ha'tzaddika. Is the Ramban distinguishing here tzaddik and stoka, or no? He's distinguishing when stoka is alongside mishpat. And clearly the Ramban is saying that by Avraham Avinu, stoka means rachamim. It doesn't mean, again, that the if you begin with innocence, so then you get ikar hadin, right? What's just, what's ikar hadin? And that's not what it means, because that's what mishpat is. So is it the difference between tzedaka and tzedek, or is it when it's alongside mishpat? Either way, l'chora, even if you say when it's alongside mishpat, that clearly there's a different connotation to tzedaka than there is to tzedek. And the Ramban is distinguishing the two, that tzedek is justice, and hence one who is in fact innocent, it means that he's innocent, and tzedaka has the sense of rachamim. So it's strange, right? It's the same shoresh, and yet, right, clearly, you know, din, innocence on the one hand, and rachamim on the other hand, are two very different meanings, and somehow they're both emerging from the same shoresh. So maybe let's leave that question for a second. The Rambam gives an extraordinary pshat in how practically the word tzedaka, as the Ramban says, means rachamim, and how that sort of fits with the fact that it has the same semantics as tzedek. He says he used tzedek to describe what when a person does what's right and warranted for someone else. So if an employer pays his employees what they have coming to them, so then he's acting with tzedek, because that's what justice requires. He says tzedaka, again, so when do we use tzedaka? Let's say that we use it most commonly, colloquially, if a person gives tzedaka. He says when a person gives tzedaka, he's acting b'tzedek klapei himself. that the same way the employer owes the employee the money, and therefore it's an act of tzedek to give him the $100 that he owes him, the wages that he owes him. So when a person acts klapei acherim in a way that's consistent with his neshama, his values, so that's why it's referred to as tzedakah, because relative to himself, it's tzedek. Relative to himself, it's tzedek. You hear the pshat of Rasa? In the Ben Odom L'Chavero, it's what we colloquially call tzedakah, right? In the Ben Odom L'Chavero, it's rachamim. But in the Ben Odom L'Atzmo, no, that's what's warranted. The same way when the employer gives the employee his wages, in beino leveino, that's what's warranted. So when the osher gives the ani the tzedakah, that's what's warranted for the osher beino levein atzmo, and it's basically the same fundamental understanding which underlies the two again, and that's how it ends up. Ends up describing what's required al pidin, and the other ends up describing again what is an act of rachamim, because the rachamim is tzedek ben adam la'atzma. So when we're talking about ben adam la'atzma, we use the word tzedaka. Lashon HaKodesh uses the word tzedaka, and when we're talking about the ben adam l'chavero, so then Lashon HaKodesh uses the word tzedek, but it's the same underlying meaning. At first glance, the Rambam seems a little bit to be so sair, the understanding he gives of tzedakah in Parakasat Hilchos Tshuva. In Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam is explaining the role and the significance of V'nasati Gishmecha Be'ita, V'nasa Haaretz Yavula, V'etz Asad Yita Imperio, all the brachos, and conversely, Rachman Aslan Nekwalas, so the Rambam says as follows: HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosam Lanu Torah Zo Eitz HaChayim Tes Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva. V'chol Ha'osa Kol HaKosu Bo V'yoda Odeo Gemura Nechona Zoche Bo L'Chayi Olam Haba. When Tzchelek in Olam Haba, there are two factors that determine. One is Godel Masav, and the other is Godel Choch Masav. Those are the two variables, the two factors. V'iftichanu b'Torah shem nasa osa the Torah v'simcha b'tovas nefesh v'nege b'chochmosa tamid sheyosem imenu kol hadvarim hamonin onun milas osa kegon choli u'molchome v'roa v'chayotzei bohen v'yashpia lanu kol hatovas hamachazkem es yodenu lasos es kol hatorah kegon sova v'shalom u'rivos chesef v'zov kedei shelo niske kol shelo nasa kol yemenu b'dvarim shagov tzorach lehen. Something like that. So again, just rereading that last line, which is the one where the tzedakah appears, that Neshe Pnuyim Lilmo Bechokma Velasos HaMitzvah Kedesh Niska L'Chai Olam Haba. Right, that the ultimate schar from Limot HaChokma and the Asiyas HaMitzvus is Chai Olam Haba, and the Raya for that is Utztaka Tiyalonu. So from Riyatah, the word Tztaka seems to mean that we'll receive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to give us Tztaka, and that Tztaka that he's going to give us is Chai Olam Haba. So how does that mesh with what the Rambam tells us in terms of what the word Tztaka means? So Ibn Ezra on the pasuk, he doesn't really, he's not being mesiaches to what the semantics of tzedakah. He just says, no, tzedakah refers to Olam Haba. I think the Ibn Ezra in this pasuk. But how does that work for the Rambam? The Rambam says that tzedakah doesn't mean charity. What tzedakah really means is when that person, when the osher is acting in a way that ben adam la'atzmo is b'tzedek. So then how does tztaka mean Olam Haba? So there's something extraordinary here. The pshat is as follows. I think maybe we mentioned once that the Rambam has in the previous parak, in fact, Chas Halacha Aleph here, that if a person, Rachman al-Atzlan, is chay of the type of kores, for the Rambam, this is only the kores associated with Avodah Zarah, it's not the other krisos in the Torah. If a person is chay of the type of kores, which means that he's nitchmas mechay olam haba, so the Rambam says, v'chol mishenu zoch l'chayim elu, speaking about chay olam haba, hu hameis she'enu chaya la'olam, ela nitchmas berisho v'ovet kebehema. V'zehu ha'kores ha'kosu b'Torah, shenam hi kores tikores. When the Torah has the double lashon kores, which is only once, by Megadif, by Avodah Zarah, so then it means not just Kares Olam Hazoch, but even Olam Haba. So I think we comment, what does the Rambam need, the Ovid Kebehema? Right? The Rambam is, he's, as it were, sort of hurling a gratuitous insult to the guy. You're a Vilda Chayev, the Ovid Kebehema. So what's the Pshat? He said, no, the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that by virtue of the neshama, or the Rambam calls it the nefesh, within us. So really, to be human means to be zocheh l'chay olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a nefesh, where the default setting is that a person should merit chay olam haba. If a person is mekalkel to such an extent, so then he's sinking to a subhuman level. That's what the Rambam is telling us. He's not interested in insulting the guy. The Rambam is telling us that a person, Rachman al-Atzlan, who loses his Chai Olam Haba, that means he has sunk to a subhuman level. That the natural destiny of a person, the natural destiny of a Jew, is that a person should be Zohar Chai Olam Haba. So Kum Dai, so we said, how does the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva stem with what he has elsewhere? When in Hilchos Tshuva, Utztaka Tiyalanu refers to Chay Olam Haba, the Torah says, no, Utztaka means the same thing. Utztaka Tiyalanu means that if we'll live by the Torah, so then we'll be doing tzedek, right, ben Odom Ma'atzma. We'll be doing tzedek by ourselves. And what does it mean, ultimately, when a person does tzedek by himself, then he'll be zelka l'chay Olam Haba. Rabbi Avram Omer Tzadik B'Maisav Tamin B'Libo, meaning the Ramban has interpreted Tamim as an adverb, right? Each Tzadik Tamim that the Ramban basically teaches, Tamim is an adverb that Noach was completely innocent, right? Holy with a W, that he was wholly innocent. The Ibn Ezra says, Rabbi Avram, I'm a tzaddik b'maisav, tam and b'libo. Now, it's sort of two different adjectives, two different descriptions. So the Ramban, again, Kedarko, he writes very compactly, uksiv tamim ato b'drachacha, meaning that that pasuk is kasha on the Ibn Ezra. The tamim doesn't, tamim is something which is expressed. It's not just something which is internal. Tamim ato b'drachachas. That's a kasha in Ibn Ezra. V'achas she'omar shehu ish tzadik einenu ish chamos u'mashkos darko kibnei dovah ha'chayovim omar she'im esalach es Hashem es olukim es ha'afnoach omar she'im esalach es Hashem ha'nechbod li'yira osa levado einenu nifta achrei hove shemayim the astrologers u'menachesh ve'onen v'koshken achrei ha'berazor v'enu shemelem klal rak v'ashem levado hu dovek tamid v'holach b'derach asher bochar Hashem O asher yove o so kinavi hayo. B'zeh tam achri Hashem elokechem telechu v'oso sirau. So what does the Ramban mean and why is it relevant here that he's a Navi? So the Ramban consistently, as he himself gives the cross-references, Ramban understands that the idiom of achri Hashem elokechem telechu or his halech b'fonai means to observe mitzvah Hashem. That's what the idiom, when you have in Chumash, halicha, again, whether it's acharei or lifnei, here it's sort of in between, it's im. But the halicha means bedarkei Hashem, b'mitzvos Hashem. So how did Noach know the derech Hashem to be esel kemisalach Noach? So that's what the Ramban answers. He gives two possibilities. He says either holech b'derech asher bocha Hashem, the Sheva Mitzvos, which maybe he knew b'Kabbalah from Adam HaRishon. Oh, asher yoreh also. Well, no, maybe even it means beyond that, ki navi hoyo. That since Noach was a navi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what's expected of him. What the darkei Hashem are. But the idiom of halicha, of hesalech, means lishmor mitzvos Hashem. Lishmor mitzvos Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. So Blina, the Ian will be a few minutes after the end of Mincha. That's Hashem.